John Podesta returns to White House, will help Biden admin spend $370 billion on green energy. By Charlie Spiring on September 2, 2022. President Joe Biden plans to bring in one of Washington's biggest swamp creatures to help him allocate funds for climate change and green energy. His deep roots in climate and clean energy policy and his experience at senior levels of government mean we can truly hit the ground running, Biden said about Podesta to the New York Times. Podesta has been in Washington for decades, slipping in and out of past administrations, pulling the strings to gain enormous personal power and wealth. As Biden's advisor, Podesta will be in charge of allocating $370 billion in funding allocated in the so-called Inflation Reduction Act to green energy projects backed by some of Wall Street's wealthiest liberal investors. Podesta told The Times he would focus on the goal of transforming America away from oil and fossil fuels. The transformation of the energy economy is going to be the biggest thing economically that is happening in this country, he said, promising to work to create a future that is not blighted by the threat of climate change. Podesta is currently on the board of the leftist think tank Center for American Progress but will step down to take the position with Biden's administration. After serving as the former chief of staff to President Bill Clinton, Podesta founded a massive lobbying firm with his brother Tony Podesta but left to get involved in other political projects. Most notably the chairman of failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Podesta also served former President Barack Obama as a counselor to the president after Democrats got pummeled in the midterms. Andrew Breitbart recognized Podesta as one of the biggest, most corrupt figures in Washington, D.C., repeatedly challenging him publicly. "Fuck you, John Podesta," he told journalist Dave Eichel in 2010, who then wrote for Slate. "What's in your closet, John Podesta? Big Podesta? Big Soros? Do you want us to play these games? Because we're playing to win."